Welcome back, and let's meet the candidates in House District 19. They are the Democratic challenger, Pete Peterson, and the incumbent Republican, Bob Roses. We're going to start with Mr. Peterson, your opening statement of 1 minute, sir.
Thank you, Michael. I'm Pete Peterson, and I've been a 27-year resident of Anchorage. I've owned and operated businesses in Anchorage for over 20 years, and I've been a Little League coach and mentor of young adults in Nunaka Valley Little League for the last 8 seasons. I'm running for the State House this year because I believe Muldoon needs a representative who will work for the people, not do what's best for the big corporations. As I've been going door to door, the people have told me that the number one issue is the price of energy. That's why I've been fighting against NSTAR's proposed 22% rate hike. This rate hike would make it a 90% increase over the last 5 years. I would like to go to Juneau and lower the price of energy for all Alaskans. I'm Pete Peterson, and I'm on your side.
Representative Roses.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate the opportunity to come before the viewers and get to see the two candidates up face and close and personal. And I've been a resident of Anchorage for 43 years. I've lived in District 19 for 40 of those years. And I've owned and operated businesses. I've taught 20 years, taught math in the middle school and high school. Operated businesses in the Muldoon area, not in South Anchorage. And I think I've represented the people fairly well. And that means all of the people, not just the businesses. But I'll make no apologies for being pro-development and pro-business. That's what keeps the economy going. That's what keeps our citizens of Alaska employed. And so I would appreciate the opportunity to return to Juneau and continue doing the great job we've done in putting together a great energy plan for Alaska.
Thank you, Representative Roses. It's your opportunity to ask Mr. Peterson a question.
Thank you. My opponent is constantly talking about the 27 years that he's lived in Anchorage and the 20 years that he's owned and operated a business, but I think when you're trying to represent the people, I think you need to be a little bit more straightforward with them. And so the question would be, can you tell us exactly how long you've lived in the district and why you think that makes you more qualified than somebody that's lived there 40 years?
Well, I've been living in the district for a year and a half, but like I said earlier, I've been a 27-year resident of Anchorage. I've been volunteering as a coach and mentor at Nunaka Valley Little League for the last 8 seasons. So I believe I know the area well, and I've been going door to door for the last 5 months talking to the people of Muldoon and to find out what they think the most important issues are. And the issue that they have been telling me about is the price of energy. Earlier this summer, it was the price of gas and diesel fuel. And we had some of the highest prices in the country, and I was calling for an investigation into why our prices are so high here, considering we are an oil state. But recently, it's been the price of natural gas that they're worried about this winter. NSTAR is proposing to raise their rates by 22%, and people are wondering where they are going to get the additional income to pay for this price increase.
Representative Roses.
Thank you. In response to that, I would like to say that I appreciate the fact that he's called for an investigation, but I didn't call for one. I actually sat on the committee where we are investigating why the price of gasoline hasn't fallen at the same time the price of gas has. We had a meeting in Fairbanks, and we have another meeting this week in Anchorage to continue to follow up on what the situation is. And I know that I know what a good energy plan is because we worked on one in Juneau, not only last session, but all throughout the special session. That's where the $1,200 energy rebate came, and that's also where the amount of money, the $360 million that we put into weatherization programs, the $250 to $300 million that we put into alternative energy, the $25 million that we put into the intertie for the wind farm, the undusting of the plans for the Susitna Hydro Dam project, and also started investigating Chacachama. We're also looking at geothermal. So I know what a comprehensive plan is, and it isn't just to ask people to make phone calls to the Regulatory Commission of Alaska.
Mr. Peterson, you have 15 seconds.
Well, actually, I'm doing more than that. I have an online petition on my website that I'm asking people to go and sign. If you go to my website, www.petepeterson.net, you can sign the petition, and we are trying to stop the Regulatory Commission from allowing this 22% rate hike from NSTAR from going forward. And that's PetePeterson.net, Peterson with all E's.
Okay. Mr. Peterson, it's your opportunity to question Representative Roses.
Well, Bob, for many years, Alaska has some of the weakest oil tax laws in the world. These taxes were rewritten in 2006, but several legislators were later found to have been bribed in the process, so they were rewritten again in 2007. Now, you sided with Exxon and the other large oil companies and voted against this bill. Why do you think the $3 billion that was raised additionally through this legislation would be better given to the large oil companies instead of the people of Alaska?
Thank you, and that's a good question. But first of all, I didn't side with the oil companies. If you think that voting a certain way on the bill means you side with somebody that has an impact on that bill, that's not necessarily true. You vote your conscience. I was one of 12 people in the House that voted against that bill, and I didn't vote it against it because it raised the base tax. I supported the base tax increase. I didn't vote against it because of the progressivity piece in the bill. I actually helped Paul Seaton write that progressivity piece for the bill. What I did vote against were some of the amendments, which one of them was the standard deduction, which did not allow the companies to be able to deduct the full cost of what they had for expenses. It only allowed them to deduct 3% above what they paid in 06, even after all the international experts told all of us that they knew prices were going to go up 100%. So I found it too aggressive, I found it too punishing, and I thought it would have too much of a negative impact on being able to get more oil companies to go out and explore and to bring more natural gas so that we could actually get a gas pipeline going. I'm pro-business, I'm pro-development, and I thought that bill was very much against the process, and I would vote against it again.
Mr. Peterson.
Well, the ACES legislation has been hailed as one of the best oil tax laws in the world right now by experts. And so I would have voted in favor of it had I been there. But when there were provisions to raise the tax rate in the law, you voted against them. When there were chances to close loopholes in the Resources Committee, you also voted against them, which allows companies and people in Dallas and London to write off steak dinners and lunches and put them on their expenses in Alaska. I think that we should have fair taxes, and this oil tax gives incentives to the oil industry. The higher the tax goes, the more write-offs that the companies take. And so I believe this is a fair tax, and it brings in revenue much needed for the people of the state of Alaska.
Representative Roses, unfortunately, it's only 15 seconds, but go ahead.
I don't have a problem with it. The difference that you and I have in that is what's considered a fair tax. And I believe if you go back and look at the record, you'll find that there are quite a few. And there are quite several Democrats that I spoke to that also wanted to vote against that bill, but they felt the pressure of their party to vote along party lines, which is exactly what they did. And I have no doubt you would have voted for it because you would have followed the party line. I didn't. I voted what was best for Alaska, what was best for development, and what was best for the future.
Okay. It's my opportunity to ask some questions, and I'm going to start with you, Mr. Peterson. The price of a barrel of oil has fallen in half. What are the consequences for the budget?
Well, you know, the price of oil has been fluctuating rapidly this year. We don't have any idea where it's going. We know it set records just a few months ago, and now it's half of that. I actually just read in the paper today that OPEC is planning an emergency meeting where they're going to be talking about reducing production 2 million barrels a day. This could cause the price of oil to go back up. So we don't really know where the price of oil is going to be. But we do have to be prudent when we're making our budget down in Juneau this next coming year, as we always should be, and not overspend or overproject what our income is going to be. But we also can't cut and slash too much and cause our economy to go into a recession, because we don't want to have a repeat of what happened back in 86, 87, 88.
Representative Roses.
First of all, it is a concern that we have. Our budget was built on, I think, $84 barrel of oil. So if it stays down below that too long, we will have a little bit of a concern. But we took care of that, and we knew that that was a good possibility of happening. So that's why we set aside about $5.5 billion in various savings plans that we would be able to use that to offset some of the decrease in revenue that we may have for next year. A good example of that was the $1 billion that we put in the education fund. We also put money into the transportation fund. We put money into the constitutional budget reserve. So there are several accounts that we put money into, hoping that the revenue wouldn't fall, but if it did, that we'd be able to have a bit of a cushion. But we can't use up all of our savings account. We have to be able to take a look at where we can economize, where we can reduce the budget, and where we can plan and do a good job of planning. That's why on the Ways and Means Committee, I supported and fought very hard for the 10-year fiscal plan.
Okay. Moving right along, and I'll start with you this time, Representative Roses. How are we going to build a gas line, given what's happened to natural gas prices and the ability of potential builders to borrow money?
That's going to be a real concern. Anytime you're going out to try to borrow somewhere between, you know, $10 and $20 billion, or $20 and $40 billion, it depends on which numbers you look at and how big the line's going to be, we have a serious problem. That's another reason why I had serious issue with issuing the license to TransCanada, because it totally eliminates all of the options that we have in the state. I think one of the things that we could do to reduce our energy cost is to build a line through Alaska, but we're limited to 500 million cubic feet a day, a half a BCF. We can't exceed that, or we're going to be subject to treble damages. So that's one of the reasons I didn't support the TransCanada bid, because I think we could do a lot more in the state for developing our own processing plants, to be able to put in chemical plants, to be able to get the urea plant going back up down on the Kenai. And another thing we could be doing to reduce our dependence on oil is to be able to use compressed natural gas to run our vehicles. And we don't have that as an option until TransCanada decides they want to let us. That's why I voted against that bill, because it ties the hands of Alaska.
Mr. Peterson.
Well, there again, we don't really know what the price of natural gas is going to be. It has been fluctuating at around $7 right now. And the producers have said that it has to be above $5 before it's economical for them to build the line. But there again, we have made more progress in the last year or so on building this natural gas pipeline than we've made in the last 25 or 30 years. I think the AGEA contract has got more than one company working on building a gas line. And 2 years ago, we had no one working on building us a gas line. So I think the governor, Governor Palin, has done an excellent job. She's played her cards very well, and she's got progress being made on building the gas line. Whether it ever gets built in the next 10 years or whether it's longer than that will depend on what happens with the price of gas. But everyone knows that Alaska does have large gas reserves, and eventually these gas reserves are going to be needed in the lower 48 market.
Okay, we're going to go to closing statements, and Mr. Peterson, you will go first for 1 minute, sir.
Thanks, Michael. I've been going door-to-door in Muldoon, talking to my neighbors, for the last 5 months. I've been to over 4,000 doors. I did this because I wanted to listen to the ideas of my neighbors to find out what they think the state's priorities should be. And I'd like to thank the people of East Anchorage for inviting me into their homes and listening, so I could listen to their concerns and their ideas. And as I've been doing this, the number one thing on everyone's mind is the price of heating their home this winter. And that's why I've been fighting against the rate increase that NSTAR has been proposing. That's why I would like everyone to go to my website, www.petepeterson.net, and sign my online petition that I will be sending to the Alaska Regulatory Commission. This is the only way that I know of that we can have a voice to try to stop this rate increase. I'm Pete Peterson, and I'm on your side, and I'd appreciate your vote on November 4th.
Thank you, sir. Now we'll go to Representative Roses. You have 1 minute, sir, for your closing statement.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate the viewers tuning in. As I said before, there's a lot more to an energy plan than having a petition or trying to infuse the legislative process in the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. They're two separate entities. If you want to do that as a private citizen and get a petition going, I think that's great. But to try to use that as a position that you're going to do as a legislature, I think you're interfering in the process that's been clearly established as to what the process is supposed to be. And so I think we have a difference of opinion as to how you go about doing things. I think we put a great energy plan together. We're on the road to making that work. And I look forward to returning to Juneau to continue the work on that energy plan and to be able to let the citizens of Alaska know that we have a clear understanding of what their needs are and they're going to move forward with that plan. And I think we're on the right track, and I want to continue to serve the citizens of Alaska. And my opponent doesn't have a monopoly on door-to-door. I've been out there myself ever since the special session ended, and will continue to do so till the last day.